Oh, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Jill. Good morning, everyone. It's Jill and Kim, one harmonic call, back for another message. Hey, today it's Halloween. Happy Halloween, Jill.
Yeah, happy Samhain.
Yes. Oh, I was asking Jill, like, where is the originating event of Halloween again? I'm like, I know that it's not supposed to be Halloween like it is now. I'm like, what is the story again?
Yeah. And I had a Samhain, that word, it's one that confuses people a lot because the spelling, it's Samhain. And if you read it, a lot of people are like Samhain. This is how you just like, and it's pronounced Samhain, Sowin. It's Celtic. It's thousands of years old. So Samhain is the name of it. And I named my cat that because she was Halloween color. She was a calico.
Aww.
And then I learned how to, you know, play with the word, because every time I'd bring her somewhere and someone would see her name, they'd call her Samhain. And so call it Samhain, call it Samhain. It does not matter. It's an Celtic, it's a Celtic celebration that really marks the end of the harvest season and the beginning of the dark season, which is winter. And over the years, you know, things change and you go from a Celtic world to a more Roman ruled world, and the Romans then overlaid, say, Christianity, if you will, on top of the Celtic celebrations. And in the Christian tradition, then November 1st is All Saints Day. And so then that Samhain, the day before, became All Hallows Eve, which grew into Halloween. And here we are at Halloween, which all these years later morphs into, in the United States, in large part, a playful, fun, family, kid-friendly celebration, and has little to do with, you know, anything with, say, the Romans, with anything to do, certainly, with a church, if you will, and also with say, ancient Celtic tradition. It's just kind of a fun, playful party day for a lot of people, but it's for everyone.
Yep. And it's so interesting how it went from a beautiful celebration of the season change.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, they're celebrating the end of one and the beginning of another. Kind of like a birth celebration. And here we are turning into a big old just fun fest of, we don't care what's coming from, we just want candy.
Yep, give me candy and lots of candy. Not just candy on Halloween, like candy for days leading up to Halloween.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
There's this bountiful piece to it, but now the bounty is candy, where it was its origins, the bounty was the harvest. What I find really, really fascinating about Halloween, Kim, though, is the origins of it were, like you said, season change. The season moving from the season of light, literal light in terms of the amount of daylight, and into the season of darkness, which is not light and dark like good and evil. It was literal light in the sky compared to not so much light in the sky in the winter. And over time, it really became like this good and evil, which is then why, you know, people got involved in it and were like, no more Samhain or All Hallows Eve. It's all about the saints and the light. And it's funny because it's like, well, it's really it's not about good and evil. The change of seasons and contrast, and you have light and you have dark. And what you would say, Kim, I'm sure, is without the judgment of light and dark, then they just are light and dark. But when you put in the judgment, then it can become, oh, there's dark spirits, there's evil spirits, there's this, there's that. And that's what became a lot of the costuming for Halloween.
Yep.
And still is.
Exactly. Yeah. So I would love everyone that's listening, just take a moment and reflect back at the originating energy that was there and try and tap into that and feel like the vibration of the seasons changes, feeling the vibration of being okay in the dark, the darkness within inside yourself, the darkness of the light changing, and then also the light. What does it feel like, that contrast to you? Yeah, and being okay with both sides. Like almost praising it and saying thank you. Thank you for providing the light for our crops and all the things that we needed for summer. Now I'm okay to go into within and literally retreat in. And yeah.
And it is that's what's happening right now. Is we are in the Northern Hemisphere anyhow. We are moving into that darker season. And it's this celebration of the harvest, was this idea that everything we needed was provided for us. And we have, you know, harvested that. And we have the stores of, you know, food, say, to go through the winter. Or sometimes people didn't. You know, they didn't have all of it. And then they had to have faith. There's just like so many ways you can play with this story and this, I want to call it a metaphor.
Yeah. Samhain.
Knowing what light and dark mean, and removing really though the your fear from it, if you can.
Yeah.
Where you can just really curiously, like you do, Kim, curiously play with it and ask questions and what it means, and reading into that energy of it, and kind of continuing on with our self-healing theme, is how balancing and understanding light and dark can come together in wholeness, rather than, you know, good and evil is separate. But don't get too serious about it. Just play. It is Halloween after all.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jill, for this wonderful education. I hope everyone else learned a lot, because this is information that was, I mean, you kind of know it, you hear little bits and pieces, but to me, it makes more complete sense as to why we celebrate.
Yeah. And it is an important, like, moment in the change of seasons, or, you know, Samhain and Halloween and All Saints Day. These things would have just gone away. And they haven't. They're still here. And so they point to something for us. And we'll just take the time to look at it.
Yep.
Cool.
Thank you, Jill.
Mm-hmm. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Enjoy your weekends. Enjoy your Halloween. Happy Samhain.
Yes.
Until next time.